بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the topic of my khutbah today is where am I in the Quran? Where am I in the Quran? My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kalam, His word, His speech, so that we would reflect on it and change our lives to make them obedient to Him Jalla Jalalu. In that lies our success, both in this life and the Akhirah in the next life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya, which means, indeed, we have sent down for you, O mankind, a book, the Quran, in which there is dhikrukum, there is a reminder, you are mentioned. Will you then not understand? Now we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention anyone by name. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned groups of people and their qualities. And He mentioned what would happen to people with those qualities. So groups of people and their qualities in this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what will happen to people with those qualities when they go before Him Jalla Jalalu. Now, it's important therefore to search for ourselves and see which group we fit into. And that's what we need to reflect and ask ourselves. Where do I fit? Where will I find myself if I look for myself in the Quran? And then it is for us to choose the characteristics that we need to develop in our lives, depending on the kind of life we want to have in the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the pen to write our destiny any way we want. Jannah or Jahannam are both within our reach. It is for us to pick what we want for ourselves. The choice is a no-brainer, obviously, because we all want to go to Jannah, but the test is in living the kind of life that will take us to Jannah. For on the day of judgment, it is our actions that will speak, not our tongues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this day we shall seal up their mouths and their hands will speak to us and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. My brothers and sisters, as an exercise in contemplation, in muraqabah, for tazkiyatun nafs, it is to look at our right hand and imagine this hand speaking. What do I hear it saying? Do we like what we are hearing? If not, what do we want to do about that? Then do the same thing with your left hand. And let us do the same thing with our feet. And let us do the same thing with our eyes and our ears and the whole body. What do we hear each part saying to Allah about how we used it? This is the way to approach the Quran, literally as a guide to action, and then to act on that immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one group and their ending as a metric for us to measure ourselves against. And He said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ومغفرة ورزق كريم. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the true believers, truly the believers, innamal mu'minun, are only those whose hearts tremble with the awe and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they remember Allah. ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their faith increases when His ayat, when His revelations are recited to them. وَتُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Their faith increases, their heart shivers with the glory and majesty of Allah, and their faith increases when Allah is mentioned and when the kalam of Allah is recited before them, when they see the ayat, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And who put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The result of the heart being responsive to the word of Allah, the result of faith increasing with the recitation of the Quran and with seeing the signs of Allah around us, is that we learn to trust and have complete and total reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah said, they are those who establish the salah, yuqimuna salah, wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, and they spend from what we have provided for them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a seal of approval. Allah said, it is they who are the true believers. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. They are the true believers. And they will have elevated ranks. Lahum darajatun inda rabbihim. They will have elevated ranks with their Rabs. Wa maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem. And they will have forgiveness. And they will have an honorable provision. Five critical characteristics, three internal and two external. A heart that is responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His word. A heart that sees the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation, and this increases its faith. And a body that submits in obedience and exerts itself in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in charity with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is the metric. This is the framework, this is the metric that we must check ourselves against to see where we stand and what we need to change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself. Listen to this and check your heart to see what happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Let me narrate for you the translation of these beautiful ayat. The first is Ayatul Kursi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself and he said, Allah, la ilaha illa hu. There is no God worthy of worship except him. The ever-living, all-sustaining. Neither drowsiness nor sleep overtakes him. To him belongs everything and whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who could possibly intercede with him without his permission? He fully knows what is ahead of them and what is behind them. But no one can grasp any of his knowledge except what he wills to reveal. His seat encompasses the heavens and the earth. The preservation of both does not tire him. For he is the most high, the greatest. The second set of ayat, the last two ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, where Allah said, He is Allah. Hu Allah. There is no God worthy of worship except Him. Knower of the perceived and the unperceivable. Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. The knower of the unperceivable and the perceived. He is the most compassionate, most merciful. He is Allah. There is no God except Him. The King, the most holy, the all-perfect, the source of serenity, the watcher over all, the Almighty, the supreme in might, the majestic. Glorified is Allah above whatever they associate with Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor, the Shaper. He alone has the most beautiful names. And the last one, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, say, O Prophet, قُلْ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. He is Allah, one and indivisible. Allah, the sustainer, everything needs Him and He needs nothing. He has never had offspring, nor was He born. He did not beget, and He wasn't begot. And there is none comparable to Him. So, three internal qualities. What about the other qualities that Allah mentioned? Establishing salah and spending in the path of Allah. Not just praying anytime I feel like praying, establishing salah and spending in the path of Allah, which is not only zakat. Zakat is fard. This is in addition to zakat. What is our score on this metric? And are we satisfied with it? If you are satisfied, alhamdulillah. If not, what's the plan to change our lifestyle so that we can pass this test of faith and gain the guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave those who passed the test? Ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. I remind myself anew, Islam is a practice, not a philosophy. A Muslim is one who practices Islam, not just somebody who knows about Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another group and said something very salutary, something for us to take a lesson from, where He said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ وَآمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and there are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, yet they are not believers. They are not mu'mineen. They are not true believers. They seek to deceive Allah and the believers. Yet they only deceive themselves, but they fail to perceive it. There is sickness in their hearts, في قلوبهم مرض, and Allah only lets their sickness increase. They will suffer a painful punishment for their lies, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, because they are liars. Now these ayat were revealed concerning the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, during the time of Rasulullah. But like all of the Quran, the asbabun nuzul, the circumstances of revelation, do not restrict the applicability of the ayat to the time and place of their revelation. The Quran came for all of mankind for all time and is not restricted in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the two things that we take for granted: claiming to have faith in Allah and the Day of Judgment. And we think that this is enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is not enough. And that to make this claim but to live a life of disobedience is a sign of heart disease. But unlike physical cardiac ailments, which are restricted in effect to this life, this is a spiritual disease which, if allowed to grow, will lead to the hellfire. In Islam, our belief must be supported by our actions. And that is why in the Quran, iman, faith, is always coupled with good deeds. Iman wal-amalu-salih. Iman wal-amalu-salih. And is never mentioned alone. On the contrary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated clearly and simply clearly that simply claiming to have faith is not sufficient, but that the claim must be supported by deeds, by obedience, as evidence of faith. Allah said in Surah Al-Hujurat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّ قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah said, some of the nomadic Arabs, they say, we believe. Say to them, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have not believed. But say, we have submitted, you do not have iman, aslamtu, we have faith, Islam. For faith has not yet entered your hearts. But if you obey Allah and His Messenger wholeheartedly, He will not discount anything from the reward of your deeds. Allah is truly all-forgiving and most merciful. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you do the right thing, show it by your actions. As for those who seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah make us among them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how easy it is to please Him and earn Jannah. He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا وَأَبُشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. Allah said, verily, those who say, our Rabb is Allah alone, and then they istaqamu, they remain steadfast on it, on them the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, fear not, don't grieve, don't be sad, don't be afraid, but receive the glad tidings of Jannah which you have been promised. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be among those who will be given the glad tidings of Jannah at the time of death itself. Before we die, we will be given, inshallah, the glad tidings of Jannah, a time where every living being will have anxiety of various levels because he or she is facing a time which they have never faced before. Especially when some of us live lives as if we don't believe that death will come to us, yet we claim to be Muslim. It's time to wake up. Time to wake up. The key is istiqamat. The key is steadfastness. Consistency is the essence of quality. High quality means to deliver the same high standard for every transaction, not just one time. That is the meaning of istiqamat. Consistent good quality. We must develop the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in our lives. This gives us huge confidence and protects us from sin. That istiqamat, steadfastness, will result in husnul khatima, in a good ending, and bashara, the good news of Jannah, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this for all of us. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.